The David Tennant Breakfast Show. Good morning, Britain.
That's what I'm going to do, Sue. Just doing the time this morning. Welcome back to the show, DT.
It's always a joy to be here.
It's lovely to have you back.
You know, I think I had a year not on your show. A whole 12 months.
You make it sound like it was a hostage situation, though, where you've kind of been free for a year.
I don't know how your listeners coped.
Well, I tell you what, we really missed you, and we did fill your absence with the panto this year.
How was it? Talk me through it.
Like I said, we really missed you. James May, bless him, isn't an actor.
He's not. No, he has many skills.
And unfortunately, we found that out about a minute into the panto.
Right.
And I then started to look through the rest of the script and went, he's got loads in it because he took up the slack of you obviously not doing it.
Right.
So
that's the tradition of panto, isn't it? That people who are not necessarily actors are often in quite leading roles.
True, but it leads me to this question. What are you doing this Christmas?
Talk to my people.
You've changed. Look at you. You wouldn't have done this before Grace Point. So I caught up over the weekend. I saw the first episode for Broadchurch, which is now back. Second episode is on tonight.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. It was the last 20 minutes is disturbing.
Yeah.
And uncomfortable viewing. But it's gripping TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it sets it up nicely. There are two now huge storylines. I was wondering how it was going to do it.
Yeah.
A couple of questions. One of the things I noticed, do you just have the one outfit?
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is it? So it's just the Mac and the suit?
The Mac and the suit and the shoes, yeah.
So what is it? Is there someone dry cleaning every day then?
No, I just stink by the end of it. I had two shirts, which were subtly different. And for the first two episodes, because you film things out of order, they kept making me change my shirt every scene. To the end of that, I just said, come on, guys, no human being on Earth will notice these two blue shirts are imperceptibly different. So after episode two, I am wearing exactly the same clothes in every single scene. Yeah.
That's amazing. So there's just the one Mac?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. The second thing, the courtroom scene then, when Joe Miller
Richie, cover your ears.
When he comes into the courtroom.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. It was so well done. Your reaction seemed so natural. What happened? How did you do it? Just one take?
It kind of was. It was one of those things where we hadn't seen Math, who plays Joe. We hadn't seen him for the whole shoot. He'd been kept separate. He was made to stay in separate hotels.
So obviously this is deliberate.
Disguise. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They gave him a big sort of a long wig and sunglasses. I swear that whenever he was seen near any of the other cast members, he had to be wearing it. It was contractual so that people couldn't put two and two together and realise he was in the second series. And when he came into the dock to give his plea, I'm trying not to give too many spoilers away. I think we've already blown it though. We hadn't seen him and we set up the cameras and rehearsed it without him. So the cameras were rolling. So as he came in, everyone felt his presence and the bristles on the back of their neck for real, and that scene was played through almost as live with I think three cameras going at once to catch everyone's reaction, and it was quite a moment. I think we all felt it.
And is that actually in a courtroom?
No, it's a set.
I see, look at that. It's the magic of TV just being deconstructed this morning. It is like inside the actor's studio.
It is.
You've just got one smelly old outfit.
One smelly old outfit, and it's all fake.
So you'll be watching tonight's episode. You haven't seen the series yet?
I haven't seen it, no. I mean, obviously, I read the script, but no, I haven't seen it. There's lots of characters who I don't know what they're going to do.
And I'm staggered. Your wife doesn't even know how this pans out.
No, she doesn't. Well, in the
Does
first
that annoy
series,
her?
In the first series, we kind of it was a bit of a game that I wasn't going to tell, and she was going to try and sort of
what kind of game?
See if she could
put the Mac on and let's play.
I don't take it. And because of that, we've sort of continued that in series two, so she has no idea what's coming up.
Now, although I'm excited that you're back on the show, and it's lovely to have you here, I'm also hugely irritated because you're sat on a huge secret that may get announced on Graham Norton's show this on Friday night.
Don't even start this conversation.
The fear. I don't want to get in any trouble, but there is a big new project on the horizon.
I've got something coming up that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah. So Dave is joining the cast of Foyle's War. I can't believe I said
I've already been in Foyle's War.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm in the first series of Foyle's War. Yeah.
Wow.
One of my least impressive performances. I played a conscientious objector who then decides to go off to war. I didn't really understand it at the time.
And that's his new project. That character's got his own spin-off series now. It's like Tucker's Luck.
Yeah.
All right, let's stick on a song. We'll come back in a minute with DT.